Our next story also has a connection to Syria and its people. Donald Trump's administration wants to restrict immigrants and refugees from many Muslim-majority countries, as you know. Syrians especially have been a flashpoint. But it turns out that one of the first Arab Muslims to emigrate to the U.S., and perhaps the first Syrian, actually came here by invitation of the U.S. military. Naomi Gingold explains.
This story takes us back to 1848. The Mexican-American War had just ended, and as part of the spoils, the U.S. government got a huge piece of territory in the West. They wanted to map it and build roads through it.
And it was going across some dry, dry country where there was very few water holes, and they needed a beast of burden that could pack a heavy load, 600, 800 pounds, say, and go a long ways without a drink of water.
This is Arizona State historian Marshall Trimble. And this is from a kind of campy, bordering on racist movie, Humps, that is loosely based on this story.
I'm told we're going to get beautiful Arabian horses. And all I get is a bunch of ugly faces, skinny legs, and humps.
So the U.S. government, or at least Jefferson Davis, who was Secretary of War at the time, decides that camels are the answer. And Davis gets Congress to approve $30,000 for what becomes unofficially known as the U.S. Camel Corps.
Oh, dear. We seem to be off to a bit of a sticky-wicky start, what?
But in addition to camels, the Army also needed people who could handle them. So they invited over a few camel drivers, and one who made a big impression, especially because of his skill with camels.
Origin, Arab, education, Oxford.
Was a man named Haj Ali. And no, he didn't talk like that or go to Oxford. Again, that movie. Haj Ali was from a port town in Turkey. His mom was Greek, his dad Syrian, his given name, Philip Tedro. By the time he was 25, he'd converted to Islam, made a pilgrimage to Mecca, and changed his name to Haj Ali.
When he gets over here, they can't say his name. It's hard to roll off the tongue, Haji Ali. And so they start calling him Haj Jolly. And the name sticks.
So Haj Jolly sets off with members of the U.S. Army and the imported camels in 1857. The expedition winds from New Mexico to California. They survey the land and create what becomes a wagon route. And later, a big section of the iconic Route 66. Now, if you Google the Camel Corps today, you'll find lots of less than fact-based writing saying that the camels did not adapt to the American desert, that the whole thing was a failure. But Trimble says the truth is that the camels in Camel Mission were
highly successful, and they had gained a reputation by now as being much better than any other animal to carry heavy baggage across the desert.
The Army lieutenant who led the mission loved them, but civilians and cowboys did not, and Congress gave no more money. And in 1861, when the Civil War broke out, they had other things to worry about. The camels were sold at auction. Some ended up in zoos, circuses with mining companies. Some escaped into the desert, and some ended up with Haj Ali, who stayed and made his home here in Arizona.
And he was still working for the government, see. He was well-respected and well-liked, well-known by this time, too.
He worked as a scout with the U.S. Army, did some prospecting, transported goods, even ran a mail service for a while.
Haj Jolly was a camel driver long time ago.
He'd occasionally be called on to track down wild camels.
Didn't mind the burning sand in that godforsaken land, but he didn't mind the pretty gals the best.
This is a folk song written about Haj Jolly in the 1960s. Again, not historically accurate. Haj Ali married a Mexican woman in Tucson, had a couple daughters, but he spent more time in the desert than with his family. And Haj Ali, who was now going by his old name of Philip Tedro, had become a kind of legendary figure. In 1902, he died in his 70s. Stories say that he was found with his arms wrapped around a wild camel. According to one historian, he was destitute. He'd been trying to get a pension from the U.S. Army for his years of service, but despite support from generals, he never got it. In 1934, the town of Quartzsite, Arizona, built a monument for Haj Ali in their pioneer graveyard.
They buried him there, and they called it the last campground. It says right on the monument. It's a pyramid, like an Egyptian pyramid, and it's got up on top a camel. Not a camel driver, a camel.
The last camel from the original Camel Corps died in a zoo in 1934, and the last wild camel was captured in the desert in 1946.
I used to have college students that would tell me that they had been in the desert and they had seen a camel, but I wondered what they might have been smoking.
Today, there's the famous ghost story based on a wild camel, a high jolly parade in Quartzsite, of course the monument, and a fair amount of kitsch surrounding the legend of High Jolly, celebrated pioneer, and likely the first Syrian immigrant. For The World, Naomi Gingold, Arizona.